So how do you get closure from a narcissist or toxic person? If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm a self-aware narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and to validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. So, then we're talking about, y'all, closure from a narcissist. Y'all, I know I've done a few videos about closure, but like everything in life, as we progress, our mindsets change on certain topics, on certain behaviors, on certain ideas. And that's how it's supposed to go, y'all. Once you, like, that's how normalcy works, isn't it? That's how normal people's minds work. Once more information is provided to you, you should be able to make a conscientious decision to change your mind on things. If you had a certain thought process on one thing, when more information is provided, you should be able to change your mind if the information provided is accurate and valid. Don't be so set in your ways. That's narcissistic. You see what I'm saying? So closure. So many people just, like, you feel like you can't move on from a narcissist without closure. Most narcissists, y'all, are absolutely not going to give you any type of closure, regardless of how the relationship.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Chip ended. I don't need to repeat that, door, because most of them will not give it to you. Because closure, if I were to give you closure, that means closing up. That means the end of the relationship. That means no more relationship. That means no more anything between us. That means our space is ending. That means no more access. You see? There's no more access. And most narcissists, a lot of narcissists always want continual access to you. So closure, imagine closing the door or closing the window or closing closing the top of your Pandora's box. You know, most narcissists are not going to give you closure, because closure gives you the power to move on and to move forward with your life. Closure is a shift in a power dynamic. Closure means I know I release you. You know, closure pretty much, closure sounds like it's closing things up, but it can also be opening it's closing up the access the narcissist has, but it's opening up the access that you have to your own life. You know, it's opening up the lifestyle that you want to live. It's opening up the way that you want to live. It's opening up your freedom. That's what people don't like. They're setting you closure. Cannot be given from they can't give it to you. Most of them cannot give it to you anyway, because I think so many people have the idea in their minds that closure is just this. Y'all sit and meet at the, y'all have a conversation, you where you sit down and you meet at the first place you lock the eyes at, the place where you had your first dance, the place where you had your first date, whatever. You go to the place where you first met, and you leave it all on the table, and you walk, you hug and kiss one more time, and you walk away, or you hop on horseback and your horseback and buggy, and you ride away in opposite directions, and the sun sets, and that's the end. That's not it. That's not ever going to happen with a narcissist, y'all. Let's keep it hot. You got to keep it hot and ready. Like, that is never going to happen with a narcissist. Why would they do that for you? That means that they're setting you free. They're giving you power to move on. They're giving you the power to move forward. So closure cannot come from someone else. Closure has to come from you. It's you closing up the access that this person has to you and opening up your life. Closing the access, opening up your life. You know, it's closing that window and opening up the door to freedom. So many people just feel like you give that person, like when you need closure, not talking to people on one-on-ones over Zoom, like, I just need closure. They never gave me any closure. They're not going to give you any closure because they cannot give it to you. How? How does someone else give you closure? You, closure is for you. Closure is for you to give yourself. Closure is your own book. You have to, if closure is a book, it's you writing in your book. The end. Closing it up, turning it over, and closing up the book, the last chapter, and mailing it off to your producer or your editor or whoever, you know? That's what closure is. So many of y'all get it so caught up into your minds that closure is something magical. No, 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 no. It's for you. It's for you from you. It's like writing a letter from you to you. That's what you need to do. Like write a letter from you to you, releasing yourself from the ties that bind you to this relationship. Because until you do that, you are stuck. Until you do that, you can't have happy. Yeah. Imagine being so stuck to somebody because they didn't give you closure that you've refused to live your own life. I didn't get closure. Why can't the disrespect be the closure? Why can't that be the closure? Why isn't that enough? Why can't the anger, the rage, the physical abuse, the emotional abuse, the yelling, the screaming, the cheating, why can't that be the closure for you? Why do you need to hear them say it out of their mouths? What, their actions have been speaking way louder than their words ever can. Their actions are yelling at you. Their words are whispering. Their actions are yelling at the top of their lungs. While their words are, you couldn't hear what I just said, did you? I didn't say anything. I just mumbled nonsensical things. Their actions are literally yelling at you like, I don't, this is over. But the words are saying, I love you so much.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm gonna give you a rattle and be with you. Like, what are you hearing? Stop trying to turn the volume up on their words and listen to their actions. Watch their actions. So many people try to amplify. You try to give them a megaphone so you can hear their words instead of listening to when they're yelling at you and screaming at you. Closure comes from you. What more do you need, y'all? Why can't all the horrible things that they did to you, why can't that be enough? Because so this is you taking your power back right here. This is what I have a self-love challenge coming up, a self-love course coming up. And I go into detail in this type of stuff right here, y'all. So that's coming up soon in the next couple of weeks. Make sure you subscribe to my newsletter if you haven't. The link is in the description of every video and podcast I do. But yes, y'all, why can't they be enough? Because this is shifting it to you. You can't give it to them anymore because you're waiting on them to release you. If you need closure from them, it's like you need their permission to live your own life. What does that sound like? That sounds like you're a prisoner waiting to be let out of your cell for yard time. Hell no. No. What? No. It's like you are not a prisoner. This is not yard time. This is your own life. You have the key. You might have been a prisoner in this relationship, but guess what? You're sitting in your cell and the key is right there in front of you. The key is right there in front of you. It's time you can let yourself out of the cell. Why are you waiting on them to let you out of the cell? Because it's time for you to give you the closure. Write a letter from you to you, ending this relationship. Everything you want to say to them, say it to yourself. Because you hold the power. They don't. Why y'all? I talked to somebody one time. I talked to somebody one time over Zoom, and they like, I keep asking them to give me closure, and they keep putting me on pause. They keep saying, let's meet here next week. Oh, I can't make it there. I got to work. Oh, I can't. Let's do this next week. I can't make it there. I had to pick up the kid. Hey, let's do this next week. Then they just ignore you or ghost you for a little while, and they just say, oh, let's have that closure conversation. They're trying to keep you on the hook. They're trying to keep you around because closure is finality. It's the final. But you have to give yourself the power in this space, y'all. You have to power yourself up. You have to empower yourself to take the next steps. Because if you don't, y'all, you're going to be sitting here sad as hell for a long time because somebody else didn't let you out of the cell. Well, you have the key in front of you. Close it up. It's like you get the key. You have to pick. Like you're sitting in your cell in this toxic relationship. The key is right there in front of you. You know it's the key. But you're afraid to grab the key. You're afraid to pick the key up because, yeah, I understand it's been years with this person. It's been decades with this person. Y'all built a life together. Y'all have kids together. Whatever it is. This might be your parent, your brother, your sibling. What, you might be walking away from a good job that you have for so long. Whatever it is, I know the fear that that key holds as well. The key to this cell holds both fear and freedom. The two F's, fear and freedom. The fear of what you have to let go, but the freedom of what comes next. And both are just tied together. It's scary, y'all. It's scary. It is scary as hell because you don't know what comes next. That's what keeps a lot of people in the same situation because you don't know what comes next. You know the actions you have to take, but you don't know what comes next. You don't know the pain that you're going to feel. You don't know what's outside that cell. You've been inside this cell for a long time. And even though it's a cell, it's your cell. Your cell with this person that you love so much and care so much for, right? Man, it's time to open this cell up. It's time to open it up. Stand up. Pick that key up. Look at that key. And know your hands are shaking. You might be crying. Wipe your eyes. Go to that cell door. Reach out. Look, reach between the bars. Put that key in the lock and turn it. It's time to turn it. It's time to release you. Click, open the cell up, push it open. Don't step out just yet. You might need to take a look around your cell one more time. So look at your pictures on the wall. Look at all the memories you made in this cell. Now take a step forward. Step out of that cell. Grab the door. Close it up. And then lock it. Yeah, now you lock the cell. Now you taking the key to this cell because we're not coming back, y'all. This is closure. We're not coming back to this cell. So take the key, throw it back in the cell. So now the door is locked. You can't get the key. There's no backup key. The key is in the cell. You cannot go back into it. You've just closed it up. Now turn around. Walk towards freedom. Walk towards the exit of this cell. Walk towards your closure. Walk towards your freedom right there. Because in the mindset of it all, you can't get there. You can't get back into that cell now. You have to fight to get back in that cell. How are you going to squeeze through the bars to get the key to lock yourself back up? No. No. You know, imagine yourself squeezing through the bars. Imagine a prisoner squeezing through the bars to go back to jail. That thought is great. That thought is wild. You see what I'm saying? But that's the mindset that goes into some of it, y'all. You are stronger than you think you are. I promise you are. But so many people get caught up in their minds that they can't do something or they don't know what to do next or life is happening to them too fast. Like, yo, what comes next for you? It's beauty. It's freedom. It's life. You get to live your life the way you want to live your life. You know, this is the closure you need. If you're looking for closure from a narcissist, look no further than you. Don't go back to that cell. Now you're outside. Look, you're outside the prison. It's scary to look. You step outside the prison, the light's blinding. You're like, ah. I didn't know it was so bright out here. My life has been dim. I have a window that I can peek out of, but my life has been dim for so long. The sun hits you, and you're a new person, y'all. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom feels weird, doesn't it? Keep walking to your new life. Walk towards. Don't walk away from. Walk towards your goals. Don't walk away from things, because when you walk away from stuff, you tend to want to look back. When you're walking towards that goal or you're running a race, you see the finish line, you keep your eyes focused for it. Anyways, y'all, hope you got your closure. Go get your closure, y'all. Write a letter from you to you. Stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And of course, y'all, Matutus is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button so you don't miss any uploads. Turn on that notification bell as well. Thank you so much. See you later.